Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah.
Oh, my soul will sing
hallelujah.
Oh, my soul will sing
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You reign forever.
Rain
forever. Oh my soul.
Rain forever.
Oh
my soul will sing
hallelujah.
This is my part right here.
You brought me over.
Yeah.
Oh my soul will sing.
Brought me over. One more time.
You brought me over.
Oh, my soul.
You brought me
over.
Oh, my
soul.
You
brought me over.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are welcome. Pretty much welcome. Always. Always welcome to this show. Yep. To your morning energizer, your daily faith boost. You know, I know some really still listen at the night times and all. All right. So, you know, we're switching to daily faith boost, right? Maybe I say we've switched. All right. So, isn't it exciting? Good news. We are at 100 episodes today. Yippee! Glory, glory, glory to God. Your daily faith boost is at 100 episodes. Super, super, duper, whooper, 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 whooper. All right. So congrats to you for always being there. Thank you. Thank you for listening, for trusting, for opening up your heart, for sharing. It's been amazing. Thanks. And God bless you. God honor you. God, you know, I know we're blessed. All right. And then we keep enjoying. It's like God's grace. All right. We're graced. And yet again, we keep enjoying more and more because there's an abundance of it. All right. So we're blessed with all blessings. All right. All blessing, though. You know, it's like laying on hands on people. You know, each of us has the Holy Spirit. And in Christ Jesus, we've received the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Yet again, it's still imparted, it's ministered. What we still receive, all right, from the manifold grace that is available. So blessings, all right, blessings and favor and grace, all right, increase and multiply unto you. Praise God, praise God. You are welcome. And I trust that this series, all right, is great. So, hey, Psalm 23, we're reading from the first verse and we are using the ERV, all right, the easy to read version, ERV. The Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need. He gives me green pastures to lie in. He leads me by calm pools of water. He restores my strength. He leads me on right paths to show that he is good. Even if I walk through a valley as dark as the grave, I will not be afraid of any danger because you are with me. Your rod and staff comfort me. You prepared a table for me in front of my enemies. You welcomed me as an honored guest. My cup is full and spilling over. Your goodness and mercy will be with me all my life, and I will live in the Lord's house a long, long time. Amen. All right, praise God. So once again, our key point here is the sixth verse. Your goodness and mercy will be with me a long, long time. Or picking the way the King James and a number of other translations said it, they said surely. So we're basically focusing even on surely. So what's sure to you? How sure is it? What exactly is sure? And then we picked a few areas in the Bible where the word surely appears, like the 91st Psalm, all right, verse 3, surely he shall deliver me or you, thee, you know, King James, from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. I'll take that again. Surely he shall deliver thee from the, you know, snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. In Isaiah 54:15-17 says, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever will gather together against you will fall for your sake. Behold, I have created a smith that blows the coals in fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work. I have created a waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says God. And then, all right, we've had to look at, all right, yesterday, and then we're doing again. So today, Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5 says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. And I've had to read it this way, saying, surely he has borne our griefs, surely he has carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Surely he was wounded for our transgressions, surely he was bruised for iniquities, surely the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and surely by his stripes we are healed. So we are healed by the wounds of Jesus, all right? We are healed by the wounds of Jesus. You and I are healed by the wounds of Jesus. Please understand this, okay? You and I are healed. You and I are healed. You and I are super, super, duper greatly healed by the very wounds of Jesus. This is certain. This is certain. So 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says, who his own self bore our sins on his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed, by whose stripes you were, past tense. It is sure. All right. Jesus is not hanging on the cross again, all right, to die for our sins. Remember, some weeks ago, just in case you were not with us as of that time, please always just scroll through. You'll find what we talked about beyond Calvary. Jesus is no longer on the cross, right? He only was on the cross for a couple of hours, and that was all, right? So now, those couple of hours mean a whole lot to us, all right, and to us forever. But the point is, having left the cross, okay, certain other things were sorted within those 3 days of his death, burial, resurrection. A lot was sorted for you and I. Healing was one of the things that was purchased for us. Settled, yeah, as in forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. So Matthew 8:17, all right, and we looked through Matthew 8 yesterday. Please, all right, listen again to it to refresh you. But the 17th verse of Matthew 8:17 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying himself. So quoting Isaiah 53, himself took our infirmities, carried away our sickness. So it's sure, it's certain. Himself took our infirmities, himself carried away our sicknesses. Himself took our infirmities, himself carried away our sicknesses. So you and I have got to settle this in our hearts, all right? Settle like very, very well. So we ended yesterday, right, looking at Mark 5 and then Mark 10, the woman with the issue of blood, and then the man we refer to as the blind Bartimaeus. These two people heard about Jesus. And we ended saying what they heard led to what they believe and also how they acted. What they heard led to what they believe and led to how they acted. So the woman heard about Jesus, right? Obviously, she heard he was a healer, heard the testimonies of things happening. Suddenly, she heard he was in town. And then, hey, she tells herself, this is my moment. I'm not going to miss this. I'm going for this in every single way, and I'm going to get it. So she went out and, you know, risking her life, risking being stoned, she got her healing. Blind Bartimaeus, all right, heard also about the miracle worker, obviously sitting by the wayside, normally begging for alms. And then there's a crowd, and he wonders, what's going on? Hello, somebody tell me what's happening in town today. And I say, hey, it's Jesus, he's passing by. Whoa, this is my opportunity. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they said, hush, hush, hush. You know, and then he raised up his voice so much. Jesus hears him, calls him. I mean, he receives his sight. So we see these two people acting out in faith. But their faith was precipitated by what they heard. All right? Their faith was precipitated by what they heard. They heard something. They heard something. What they heard led to what they believe, and what they believe led to how they acted. So what are you hearing and how is it affecting you? Please understand this. What are you hearing and how exactly is affecting you? Sometimes we seem not to bother about what we hear, but it matters a lot. Faith, Romans 10:17 tells us, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, all right? And hearing, of course, by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, I want you to take note of a verse in Mark chapter 4. Mark 4, okay, in the 24th verse of Mark 4, I'll read first the King James says, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it will be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Okay, so it says, take heed what you hear. Did you get that? Take heed what you hear. With the measure you meet, it will be measured back to you again. God's word says, he went on to say, pay attention to what you are hearing. In parentheses now, knowledge will be measured out to you by the attention of, you know, by the measure of attention you give. I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying now, right? It went on to say, I'm using the God's word translation now, pay attention to what you are hearing. Knowledge will be measured out to you by the measure of attention you give. All right? So don't just listen. Give attention to the right information, because the things they heard affected what they believed, and which affected their action. What are you hearing? How is it affecting you? Because you could play a tape, and that's happened to every one of us. You play a tape, and then you do the dishes. You move around the house or the office, and then you passively listen. And there's a place for that. There's a place for, I believe, you know, filling up your atmosphere, saturating, playing word stuff around. Somewhere along the line, certain things will drop. Certain lines here and there, you know, be quickened back to you. However, there's a place for undivided attention, which could happen during your drive time if you are the very, like, focused listener, not one who must, you know, honk at every car that doesn't drive well beside you. You know, so just face where you're headed and get blessed. The car could be a school, especially when you spend a lot of time in traffic, all right? You can't use up all of that time on radio. No, please, no. It won't be healthy. You know, no. If you spend so much time in traffic back and forth, like 2-3 hours, all right, of every day, or an hour and a half, that is a lot of learning time. So you could convert it into time for God's word, time for audiobooks. You could really, like, convert that time and make it a lot more meaningful. Don't just sing. I mean, music is great, all right? There are times when I drive and I'm like, we just want to do is music, okay? But I'm not always where there's traffic, all right? But in case you are, and a whole lot of people could be, maximize the moment. Maximize the moment. And, you know, some might not even be driving, but you just commute, all right? Takes about an hour to get to work. Takes about an hour to get back home. Don't just do social media, please. There's a lot you can extract from God's word. There's a lot of information you can extract that will transform you. What you hear would affect you. And the attention you give to what you hear, right, determines the amount of power that flows from it. Are you getting this? The attention you give, right, to what you hear, right, will determine the amount of power that flows back to you. See how the, you know, Passion Translation puts it. It says, then he said to them, be diligent to understand the meaning behind everything you hear. For as you do, more understanding will be given to you. And according to the depth of your longing to understand, much more will be added to you. So your craving for more would give you more. Do you get that now? But the classic one, all right, which I just saved for the end, not like I've read through all the versions here, but I mean, I grew up appreciating Amplify Classic on this verse, okay? So he said unto them, all right, be careful what you are hearing. He now says, the measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear. Basic, pay attention. Give undivided attention. Have a longing, all right? Have a long. So if it's about healing, which you're dealing with, give attention to it. There are enough materials on healing. If you need a few, I could recommend some. There are materials on healing that could help. Now, sometimes you might not need so many, just a couple of, you know, here and there. And then you, most important thing is the focus. Do you understand this? The focus, the energy, you know, the attention, the undivided attention that you give. So let's see what, you know, Bible says here in Proverbs chapter 4. So Proverbs 4, still using the easy to read version, from verse 20, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. So once again, he's telling you like Mark 4, give attention. Don't let them out of your sight. Never stop thinking about my words. These words are the secret of life and health to all who discover them. Easy to read, all right? These words, okay, that's verse 22 now. These words are the secret of life and health to all who discover them. So you and I have got to give attention to this. So what are you listening to? So last week we talked about the word sozo, okay? Sozo, and I said sozo is, you know, Greek for saved, and then soteria is Greek for salvation. And we'll see that in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. But I want you to understand something, which I mentioned. Healing is inside sozo. For instance, there are places you'd read in the Bible, okay, that would use the word healed or saved, and then it's the word sozo. Do you understand that? So I'll go to the popular James chapter 5. Okay, James 5 now tells us in verse 14, is any sick amongst you? All right, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the prayer, verse 15, of faith shall save the sick. Verse 15 again, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. All right, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he had committed any sins, it will be forgiven him. So the word save here is the word sozo. Okay, so me now reading out from the Strong's Concordance what is said here, right? The meaning of sozo, it means to save, that is to deliver or protect, literally or figuratively, to heal, preserve, save, to do well, all right, to be well, to make whole. Did you get that? I'll read it again. All right. To save, that is to deliver or to protect, literally or figuratively. To heal, to preserve, to save. All right. To do well, to make well, to be well. All right. Or to make whole. Are you getting that now? To make whole, to do well, to make whole. So you and I have got to understand, hey, this is sozo. So when Jesus, all right, I mean, using Romans 10 still. So when the Bible says with the heart, man believe, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So that means the moment you got born again, your health and healing was secure. The moment you got born again, your health and your healing was secure. Did you get that? The moment you got born again, your health and your healing was secure. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Huh? So in Mark 5, that we saw Jesus speak to the woman with the issue of blood, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Guess the word there? Sozo. All right? So in James 5, okay, we see there, Bible says, the prayer of faith will save the sick. The word save there could be, as in termed also, the word heal, because the context is any man sick among you, let him call for the elders. So they will come, pray for him, laying hands on him with oil, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick. But rather than use heal James, other translators used hey. I mean, rather than use James, used sozo. So rather than use, you know, heal, translators used, you know, save. Save from what? Save from the sickness. And then Jesus said to the woman in Mark 5, your faith has made you whole. The word whole there is also sozo. Now, going therefore to Mark chapter, to Romans 10, 9 and 10, with the heart man believe, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So the moment you moved, all right, you got born again, you moved from darkness into light. So when you say, I am saved, question, child of God, from what? Saved from what? Because what you say now is, I have been sozoed, if we could put an ED behind it. I have been soteriad, all right, if we could do that. I have been saved. Not just I'm on my way to heaven. No, I have been delivered. Please get this. You and I have been delivered. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'll read the meaning of sozo again to you, all right? To save, that is to deliver or protect, all right? Literally or figuratively, to heal, to preserve, to save, to do well, to make well, to be well, to make whole, whole. All right, so the moment I got born again, I received salvation. All right, I got saved. How did I get saved? I believed in with my heart. I confessed with my mouth. Listen, if that could catapult you from darkness into light, it can move your body from sickness to healing. Because the day you got born again, that day your healing was certified. That day your prosperity was certified. How? Because that day you moved from darkness into light. You moved, your status changed. You moved from the sick to the healed. You moved from the broken to the blessed. So what you and I have got to do is now remind ourselves, hey, I am now part of Team Soteria, Team Sozo, whatever you want to call yourself. So being in Christ Jesus is your key to salvation. Do you understand this? You do, right? The moment you got into Christ, you are saved. With the heart you believe, with the mouth you confess. You're not just on your way to heaven, you're certified your healing. So when symptoms happen around you, you say, I have been saved. So you use the key you used in getting born again, heart and mouth. You speak in the name of Jesus. I declare that I'm healed. I declare that from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I have been healed. I declare from the top of my head to the soles of my feet that Jesus took my own infirmities and he carried away my sicknesses. I declare that by his wounds, I have been healed. I declare that I believe in my heart, all right, that Jesus was raised to the dead, from the dead rather, by the Father, and I confess him as my Lord. Therefore, I am saved. Therefore, I am healed. Therefore, I am delivered. Therefore, I am preserved. Therefore, I am made well. Therefore, I am made whole. Because Jesus is Lord over my life. Because Jesus is my captain. Jesus is my Savior. I am saved. I am healed. I am delivered. So sickness, disease, you know, viruses, germs, you know, itches, you know, boils, whatever you are, you know, problem with the liver, problem with the kidney, problem with the intestines, problem with the spine, problem with the bones, problem with the blood, whatever you are, listen, all right, in the name of Jesus, I boldly declare, I am healed. I am healed. I am made whole, all right? I've confessed Jesus as my Lord. He is my Lord. With my heart, I believe. With my mouth, I confess. I am healed. So I say to you, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I glorify God with this body of mine. Pain in the head, go. Pain in the back, be gone. I refuse you. You cannot infringe on my salvation rights. You cannot come to my turf. This is my body. This is my turf. This is my ground, all right? In the name of Jesus, I declare I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. All right. So child of God, even as you do that, all right, you've got to keep feeding your faith. You feed because it strengthens your faith. Remember, Romans chapter 12 tells us, all right, in the second verse, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. All right. So that means that you and I have got to consistently renew our minds. If not, we might easily conform. Everybody talks sickness. Everybody talks pain. Everybody talks here and there, or this or that. But you and I go back to God's word and say, before these people, you know, contaminate my faith, I've got to feed my faith. I've got to rise above all that is around me. Come on, are you getting this now? Because Jesus is not just make you well at Calvary. Jesus keeps you well even now. Praise God. You didn't get what I said. He didn't just make you well. He keeps you even now. Romans 8:11, all right, says, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you, it says that same spirit will give life to your mortal body. All right. I mean, do you understand that? He will give life. He that raised up Christ from the dead, rather, will give life to your mortal body by his spirit that lives within you. Did you get that? Now, if the spirit of resurrection lives in me, that means Jesus did not just die for me on the cross and pay the price to secure my health and healing. He now put the spirit of resurrection, the spirit of life himself, inside me so that my health can be constantly generated, regenerated, renewed. I'll swing back to that. In Colossians chapter 3 and the 4th verse, remember Colossians from verse 1 says, you know, if you know, you should be seated with Christ, you set your mind on things above. So the 4th verse, all right, Colossians 3, verse 4 says, NLT, and when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share all in all his glory. It says, and when Christ, all right, who is your life? Hallelujah. When Christ, who is your life? Did you get that? The easy to read says, yes, Christ is now your life. And when he comes again, you will share in his glory. NIV says, when Christ, who is your life, appears. So Christ is my life. Christ is my life. Christ is my life. Hallelujah. Yes, he's saying we will share with him in his glory when we see him, when he's revealed. But it says he is, not he will be. Christ is my life. Christ is my life. And don't forget, Colossians 1 already says, Christ is in me. So Christ is in me. And what therefore is Christ? We understand Christ meaning the anointed one and his anointing. So in me is the anointed one. In me is the anointing. Therefore, burdens and yokes cannot stay. Sickness and disease cannot stay. Hardship and no. In me is life. In me is life. In me. So connecting back to Romans 8:11, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body by the spirit, by his own spirit. So his spirit lives in me, and the spirit of life in me consistently ministers to my body. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have the life of Christ in me. 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 Yes, from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, I have the life of Christ in me. From the top of my head to the tip of my toes, I have the life of Christ in me. From the top of my head to the tip of my toes, I have the life of Christ in me. Hallelujah. From the top of my head to the very tip of my toes, I have the life of Christ in me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you get this? Why must you say? Because Proverbs 18 verse 20 and 21, 18:20 says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, with the increase of his lips it will be filled. Get that? A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips he will be filled. So if you want a satisfactory life, Bible says use your mouth. A man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips, he'll be filled. To get a satisfactory health, don't close your mouth. To enjoy a satisfactory life, please don't keep your mouth closed. And this is usually where we, you know, fumble, all right? We know too much of it, but we do little of it, all right? So please, let's keep encouraging one another. Now, the 21st verse, which is very popular, says, that's Proverbs 18:21, says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Did you get that? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. So you and I can speak life. Do you love life? I believe you do. But we end up not speaking life. So we allow death, you know, related circumstances to keep finding expression. We watch them thrive, and sometimes we describe them. Oh, this thing hasn't been going on well. Oh, this, no, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So you and I have got to love life. And I know we do, but we've got to love life by acting out our faith, by speaking life. So in the name of, just speak life, speak to the situation, speak health, speak healing, speak wholeness. If you have to mention parts of your body, take a time in a day, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, an hour if you can, and speak to your body. The more the issue you're dealing with is, the bigger or the much more I feel the time, you know, being allotted might be. All right, whether in just praising God for your health and healing, declaring you're healed, declaring you're healed, you're healed, you're blessed, you're blessed, you're healed, you're healed, you're blessed. All right, please do this, take authority, and I will see you tomorrow. All right, so once again, before we go, hallelujah, congrats to every one of us. All right, here it's 100 episodes, all right, of Daily Faith Boost, Morning Faith Boost. It's 100 episodes. Yippee! All right, so let me look for one clapping effect here. Which one do I find? Did you hear that? I don't know. All right, try finding something there. All right, so hey, you know, so I mean, it's praise God. It's been awesome. It's been amazing. You might want to drop comments, you know, whatever it is. You know, just let's know, how has it blessed you? How has it, you know, what's happened? All right, so get back and let's, you know, let's hook up. See you tomorrow. Keep digging God's word. Keep sticking to it. All right. Blessings. Have a beautiful day.